You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We've taken a long time. We've been looking at a week, looking for a week, at this person known as the Antichrist in Revelation chapter 13. We've also, these last couple programs, we've taken the last three programs to look at the Antichrist from a different angle. And that is, we've been considering what the Apostle Paul has to say about this man whom he calls the man of sin. So prior to getting started here today, I want to wrap all that up. And then in our broadcast tomorrow, we'll be picking it up with the third person of this unholy trinity, the false prophet. Prior to that, I just want to invite you out to some of our services here at Island Community Church, where we meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. Island is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We'd love to see you. Sunday morning at 10:30, we're going through a series in the book of James on Sunday morning. And this week, we're in chapter 3, and my sermon is entitled, You Will Know Them by Their Speech. Well, I'll tell you, this James, he just pulls no punches whatsoever. And he tells things like they are. My sermon this last week was, Woe to you teachers. And then earlier than that, he's talking about if you stumble at one point, you're guilty of all. He says to count it all joy, or as the NIV says, to consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you fall into various trials. So James really pulls no punches. That's where we're at church on Sunday mornings. On Wednesday nights, we're right here in this book, in the book of Revelation. You are invited. We'll be in chapter 16 at church Wednesday night, 6 o'clock from 6 to around 7:15. And we'll be covering these last judgments in this book. And that is the seven bowl judgments. So let's summarize so far where we're at, what we've learned about this Antichrist here. Revelation chapter 13. Actually, let's start back in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And let's pick it up from there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, Now we beseech you, brothers, by the coming of our Lord Jesus and by our gathering together to him, that you not be shaken in mind nor troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ is at hand. Now remember, the day of Christ is a good day. It's a different day than the day of the Lord. Paul says, and he rejoices at the day of Christ. You can read that in a couple places. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Paul also says in Philippians 2:16 that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. So the day of Christ is a good day. The day of the Lord, we know, like Amos said, Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. It is a day of darkness and not light. So this day of Christ is a good day. So Paul says, as he's teaching, Paul's teaching on when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return. And he says that this can't happen until these two things happen first. So, see that you are not shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, word, or letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless two things now. Number one, the falling. Well, first let me read the verse. That day will not come unless, except there come the falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, there's Paul's perspective of it. The day of Christ, I would say, is the rapture, the good day. That is the day when the Lord's going to take us out of this world, like he promised in John 14, 2. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you under myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. He's made the promise that he's coming again. He's coming again to take you and I to where he is. And that's a distinction than him coming back. He changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. So there's a mystery. The time is coming when you and I are going to be changed and taken out of this world. And Paul is saying that that cannot and will not happen until these two things happen first. Number one, the falling away comes first. Now that falling away is a falling away from the faith. Number two, the man of sin is revealed. Now the Apostle John calls him the Antichrist. In 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 4, the Apostle Paul calls him the man of sin. And he says, this is the second thing that has to happen prior to you ever seeing any rapture, is the unveiling or revelation or the revealing or taking the cloak off or the mask or the cover off of the man of sin. And now Paul's going to describe him a little bit. Who opposes, this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, there's the Apostle Paul's perspective of this man. Now, back to Revelation chapter 13. John said he stood on the sand of the sea and saw a beast. Now, this is John's name for him. The beast. I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads the names of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet like the feet of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Now the dragon, we know from chapter 12, is Satan. Satan is the one behind the scenes. Satan is the one that's going to enter into this man the same as he did Judas Iscariot. Isn't that funny too? That the Apostle Paul gives him the same name. The Apostle Paul calls the Antichrist the same name the Lord Jesus called Judas. And that is the son of perdition. Okay, so verse 3, I saw one of his heads as if it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon who gave power to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue for 42 months. Key number in this book, 42 months is the same as 1,260 days. It's the same as a time times and a half a time. In English, it's 3.5 years. Verse 6, he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and those that dwell in heaven. Now we also read here, verse 7, it was given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. Verse 8, we looked at just this past week. All that dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Think about that, friend. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Thank God for the comma that follows that, that says all those whose names are not written in the book of life. But there's so many people we know, people that don't give a rip about religion. People that say religion is a crutch, and people that just don't care about any of that. It says everyone's going to worship him. From the Muslim to the atheist will bow a knee, to the unbelievers, to perhaps your son and daughter and everyone else that has pushed the Lord Jesus aside. This is one of the most scariest verses in all the Bible, that all who dwell on the earth will worship him. That's my encouragement to you today, friend, is to change this, to do everything that's in your power to take as many people out of this group and into the other one. That is, those that'll worship him, that you would share the truth with others and get them out of this group into the group whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So that's about it for this man. We've been looking at him for a week here. Now, in our next program here tomorrow, we will start looking at his henchman, the religious man, the false prophet, where John says that he saw this one and he had two horns like a lamb, but spoke like a dragon. Now, we should know who that is. The Lamb in the Bible is the Lamb of God. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. But speaks like a dragon. We know who the dragon is from chapter 12. The dragon is that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. So we're going to see this man tomorrow. He's going to be the religious leader for this Antichrist, who's going to work great signs and wonders. So that's where we're going to pick it up here again in our next study. And I thank you for joining us here today. WGOD, we've been in this for some 6 months now in this book, and we're in the most exciting chapter of all, this chapter 13. You're invited out to Island Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We'll be in chapter 16, looking at these last bowl judgments. And then on Sunday morning, out of James chapter 3, you will know them by their speech. That's going to do it for us here today, friends. God bless everyone. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
side.